You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday morning, a Black Friday, and we got a lot to get to. College football picks coming up later. We'll roll through every remaining Week 12 NFL games, some hoops for the weekend. We'll find out where Joe, O, and Paul are going to go with their contest. One down, four to go. So we'll touch on all that and, of course, lightning bets later on in the show. But you know what time it is. It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
First of all, I did not need to see Aaron Rodgers taking off his shoe and socks and showing everyone his toes. Like, that's just disgusting. We did not need to see proof that you don't have COVID toe, right? I don't know. I just keep seeing it all over social media. He's lifting up his foot. There's like a tight shot of his toes.
Isn't it Lundell? He's like, it's his avatar, isn't it? I think he made it like his picture.
This thing's taken off. What are your thoughts on this whole Aaron Rodgers toe situation? Because I'm sick of hearing about it. Someone photoshopped Rex Ryan into her. Yeah, maybe Rex Ryan's getting turned on by this whole toe thing.
You know what? That whole thing when that happened with Rex, that was right before social media and the internet became like what it is. Like, I feel like that was right before like everyone had a smartphone in their hands 24/7. That Rex thing was really ridiculous. And like, we didn't really get the internet to truly appreciate it because it was different then. But I did see someone, like, there was a video somewhere of Rex Ryan running, I guess, on the Jets sideline when he was their coach. And they put the Rodgers thing, and then it was like Rex running towards Rodgers. The whole thing's just bizarre. But I am tired of Aaron Rodgers. I'm just tired of everything being so dramatic with Aaron Rodgers. Like, dude, I mean, then he called out the woman that, did you see that whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, so the Wall Street Journal wrote a piece, right, saying he does have COVID toe.
Molly Knight, is that her name?
Yeah. So I guess he joked after the game that maybe he has COVID toe, which he doesn't, right? He has a broken toe. That's Aaron Rodgers' injury right now. But then he joked about it. So the Wall Street Journal wrote an article that he does probably have it. And this woman, Molly Knight, who does it right for the Wall Street Journal, and she just tweeted it out like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Here's Rodgers. He's a moron. And he called her out, and then she was complaining. And I was like, you know what? Everyone get off your phones. Rodgers, just stop. Just go play. Just go play the game, man.
It's too much. More of Rex Ryan's toe fetish, less of Aaron Rodgers' broken toe, please.
How about neither? How's that sound? How about none?
I need an update on Rex Ryan's toe fetish. Okay, so I do agree with you. I think if the Rex Ryan thing had happened now, people would have had a field day with that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still a big deal, and I remember it clearly. It was amazing when the story did come out. But
when the video kind of emerged with the, when he was like near his wife's car. Do you remember that whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was good. So ridiculous.
All right, so I need an update. We did our Thanksgiving food power rankings.
Yep.
You had pies at 1 and 2. What was it? Pumpkin and apple?
Pumpkin and apple, yep.
Okay. 1 and 2. So what was the pie situation? I need to hear about it. Over, so, under?
Yeah, so it was actually, forget what happened in that that Raiders Cowboys game. The biggest upset of the day was I got too full to go over the pie total. I didn't get there. I stopped at 3. I set it at 3.5. And usually what I'll do is, like, at night, like, I'll be watching the football game, right, the primetime game, and I'll go back and I'll get that last piece to go over the total. I couldn't do it. I was too full, and the game wasn't compelling. So then I started falling asleep anyway because it was 31-6 or whatever, and I couldn't watch Trevor Siemian anymore. So I blame myself mostly because I think I set the line too high. But I also blame Trevor Siemian. He put me to sleep. He didn't give me the chance to get up and get the last piece. Now I went under. I went under the pie total. It was not a lock. I was wrong.
Well, I'm sure you'll be eating plenty of leftover pie this weekend, so you'll get to enjoy that. So what did you think about this double defer? Like, what? I'm so confused what actually happened with that, because you're not supposed to ask the other team, are you?
I think we have the sound. Let's listen to what it sounded like yesterday. Bears, Lions, okay. The double defer.
Detroit has won the toss and elected to defer. Chicago, you want the ball? You want the ball?
I want to defer.
They defer. You want the ball. You want the ball. Which way do you want to kick? Chicago will receive at this end. Good luck.
That is an all-timer.
So what's the rule on that? Like that...
I don't think the ref should have asked if they wanted to defer. But is there a rule on that?
So they have not made it idiot-proof yet. Like, you could still say, no, we're going to kick. And then you're kicking off both halves.
Right.
So, like, I think, I mean, I don't know. I guess if it were, like, 30-mile-per-hour winds blowing one way, maybe you would choose which end to defend.
Like, Marty Morningway did that with the Lions. Yeah, in overtime. He lost.
Yeah. Yes. Whereas, but I mean, it's all but assumed you're going to take the ball if the other team defers.
Right. We're deferring to you. You get the ball first.
Well, you get to decide, but I think
maybe.
You want
the ball. Yeah.
Right. Which I guess, like, even the ref was like, so you want the ball? Like, kind of, it's like one of those technicalities that you should just get rid of. Like, okay, if you want to defer, fine. We're just going to give you the ball. It's like one of those, hey, how dumb is the guy like at the coin toss? Is he actually just going to kick it away so you get the ball in neither half?
Yeah, the way they should reword it is like you're not deferring the decision. You're deferring when I'm getting the ball. I'm choosing to get the ball in the second half. You get it first.
Yeah.
Not you. Because otherwise it's like you just could go back and forth all day. No, I defer. No, you defer.
I defer your deferral.
I defer again. Yeah.
I'll just keep deferring all day and we just keep doing this. That is, I mean, the Lions-Bears has a lot of things. They're like, really? What are we doing?
Oh, it was peak Lions Bears. It was perfect.
I just can't get out of my head watching when a minute to go, both Nagy and Campbell calling timeouts at the same time. Like, dude, just let the other guy call a timeout. And then when the Lions called the back-to-back timeouts, they got the 5-yard penalty, and I was like, they're never winning. They can't win.
Nope.
It's just bad.
It's just what a way to start Thanksgiving.
And that wasn't even the weirdest thing that happened. There was a very confusing yet bizarre Chipotle cartoon commercial with farmers in it. I don't even know what to make of this. I guess it's a tribute to farmers. My initial reaction was, what did Chipotle do to piss off their farmers? Because this is the weirdest commercial that I felt like it was a force. We support our farmers. They're doing such a great job with this emotional heartstring tugging video. It's very hard to explain. You have to Google it and watch it. I just was watching it the whole time thinking, what is this? Like, where are we going with this? And the last thing that I wanted to do was order some Chipotle. So I guess this is just a tribute to the farmers for doing a great job and all their hard work. It was weird.
Why did the parents have to die? Why did the parents have to die? In the like, they made it very clear the parents pass away and then the son goes and takes over the farm. That seems like it could have been avoided.
It was heavy. It just felt like too heavy for Thanksgiving night. Like, the Super Bowl does like 3 or 4 of those, right? Like, they're supposed to get you, tug at your emotions, but you're kind of ready for it. It's the Super Bowl. Like, the companies go all out. I wasn't ready. Like, they were just normal commercials yesterday, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a second. Did the dad farmer just die shoveling snow? Is he just, he just like fell under the snow, and then the
it
whole
was so
tone
sad.
Of it, I have to say, though, I have to give whoever designed that commercial credit. It hooked me. Like, I kept watching it intently. I was like, what is happening here? And then I guess it's a happy ending.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes.
That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know what I watched. I don't understand what that was. But I thought it was a commercial. We obviously, like, we're talking about it, right? Like, it worked. It got our attention.
But was it effective? And what was the purpose?
I don't know what the purpose was.
I mean, all I could think about is the guy who, or the group of people who came up with this. Like, the effort that went into this and all the meetings they must have had to be like, yes, this is it. This is so good.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We need that like 30 for 30, like the making of that Chipotle commercial.
I mean, How did they have to start so many meetings for this to get signed off on. Like, this, I don't get it.
I wonder how many times they workshopped the death scene with the dad farmer. Like, was that the original idea? Or they're like, no, listen, we got to leave no doubt. He's going under the snow, and then the whole thing changes. Here's the real question. Did it make you want Chipotle more or less after watching?
It was less.
Neutral. Oh, yeah? I mean, I ate Chipotle on Wednesday.
I don't want to associate people dying with Chipotle. Like, it's just weird.
So this is like taking an even more left turn. So, but kind of related. So when I was living in Colombia teaching English, I was sitting in like a burger restaurant, right? And they had TVs, and they had this like, you know, light, nice music in the background. But they had like videos of the cows like on the TVs, like all grazing in the fields. You're basically, I don't know, maybe it's supposed to look like they're super sustainable, yeah. But like this is what you're eating basically. Is on a TV, like, and then, but even the video went from like cows grazing in the field to like slicing like pieces of meat. It was real weird. Burger was delicious, yeah. Though.
The real question is, did you ever go back?
Yeah, I went multiple times, but I don't think I picked up on the TV.
Paul was not deterred. Really,
it's a good burger.
When was the last time you guys ate Chipotle?
Wednesday.
Yeah, literally really? Like 6 days ago.
Yeah.
I would say within the last...
It's been a while for me.
Maybe the last 3 weeks or so. Yeah, recently. Well, Aaron, maybe they're
I've seen
they're
a
going
few bugs
you.
In my burrito bowls. Several times, different times. I just can't do it. It's
so you think they really need to work on cleaning up their like bug situation more than making ridiculous...
I mean, they may have. I don't eat it as much as I used to. And this was over, you know, the last 10 years. I've had... 3 separate occasions where there was bugs. One was alive and a couple dead in my burrito bowl. So no, it's hard for me to get that out of my head. And now I have a dead farmer in my head too. So.
That's a lot to try to get
Actually,
over. Right?
I think it's two because the mom did not make a reappearance either. So yeah. I think it was both.
Do you think,
I just don't want to associate dead farmers and Chipotle. Like, did the farmers have to die? I just don't understand.
I mean, they did show the mom jumping in after the dad, so I think.
And then Paul said maybe in the end that they're in Chipotle heaven.
Because they're all back together again.
Like heaven. I know. So that's why I'm like, so now I'm supposed to think of, oh, if that's what heaven is, like, that's the best food you can come up with? No.
I need a family photo of this whole group at my local Chipotle now moving forward, just so I can always remember this entire thing, because it was really, really bizarre yesterday. All right, we dive back into the NFL Week 12 coming up, including a big game in Indianapolis on Sunday, Bucks and the Colts. Joe G, Aaron Hogsworth, BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook right here on the BetQL Network.